and I have to say something that is highly unusual. The time right now is exactly 9:29:27, and Karen Housley said she'd be here at 9:30. And I think this is the very first time somebody on the campaign trail actually got here on time. And if you want to wear these headsets, you're certainly welcome to do that. So congratulations right off the bat.
That's right. You know what? Half the battle is just showing up, and on time always works, doesn't it?
Well, I know that it gets pretty tough sometimes. Jason Lewis was late because of a detour over on 86 by Randolph and Farmington. But anyhow, thank you for being on time. I have another guest at 10 o'clock, the city administrator. We've got a lot going on here in Northfield.
Yeah.
And anyhow, I want to give you the opportunity to tell people who you are and what you stand for. But the first question is the bombings. And boy, I'll tell you what, that just shocked me. And there are all kinds of ideas on what the deal is on that. I imagine you've been commenting on that. And what is, by the way, Karen is running for Minnesota U.S. Senate race, and she is trying to unseat the appointed Tina Smith, correct?
That's right.
And Governor Dayton appointed her.
Yeah.
And when Al got the boot. So, anyhow, the bombings.
The bombings. And you know what? We were just talking about that on the drive over here to the station. And thank you so much for having me, Wayne Eddy. I've been listening to your show forever and singing along with you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yes, I have. We've got a lot of friends in common, and I've heard all about your show. So it was probably about, I was in radio. I was at KLBB in Stillwater, and I had a show there for 9 years. So Turner, he said, well, have you heard Wayne Eddy's show? And I was like, I'm going to start listening. That was about a long time ago. We were just talking about the bombings on the way down, and everybody's speculating, you know, who it could be and where they can do their research and how technology has evolved that they can find out what ink they printed the labels on. It's a scary thing, but I think instead of all of the speculation, let's like let them do their investigation and then let's talk. I actually turned the news off this morning because I really want the news that is that are the facts instead of everybody trying to guess who this could be and why and it's scary. We're in scary times, but let the investigators do their job.
I think Americans, frankly, are getting a little bit tired of all the meanness that is out there and the counter attacks that they have. And instead of saying vote for me, they're saying don't vote for her or whatever. I don't like it. And I would imagine it's kind of tough, too. How are the people, when you have an opportunity to speak, have you ever had anybody try to mess up your conference or were things going hopefully normal?
One time in the Minnesota State Senate, when I sat down for a committee meeting, it was sort of hijacked by a bunch of protesters. And I thought, who are these people sitting at the table here with me? What's going on? And I was doing a committee on seniors. I have a senior care committee. And these college kids sat down. I thought, well, maybe they're here to testify about their grandmother or grandfather or something. Oh, no, that wasn't it at all. But out on the campaign trail, we are so lucky to live here in Minnesota because people really are nice. I've lived in 17 different places across the U.S. and Canada. And we here in Minnesota, we are born and bred to be nice, and most of us are. Those trolls on social media are probably the worst, and 95% of them aren't even from our state, but they want to comment on what's going on over here. So I've had a really good experience traveling throughout all 87 counties and the experience in meeting and greeting folks.
I'm just sitting here looking at you, and I'm thinking about the conversation we had prior to going on the air with you. And there's another person I want to mention that I know you know, and that's Mary Kiffmeyer.
Isn't
she a sweetheart?
Mary Kiffmeyer, what a great addition to the Minnesota Senate after being in the House and then Secretary of State.
Yeah.
She is genius.
Have you ever had any of her bread or jam
or
jelly?
Every single year she brings his bread, Mary's Bread Day, and she brings it back into the retiring room off the Senate floor. And it's a bipartisan bread day, and she brings jams and honeys and butters. You've had her bread. She loves her bread.
Oh, yeah. She brings, I've had her on several times, and she always teases her. She always seemed to have a red dress on when I would see her. Some of the things that you serve on in regards to the Minnesota Senate is pretty interesting to our listening audience, or mine here, and that's aging and long-term care. You're on that mm-hmm. committee, and you're vice chair of the Commerce and Consumer Protection Committee, mm-hmm. and I'm always interested in that. And I don't know how you did it, but why would you be serving on the Veterans and Military Affairs and the mm-hmm. Jobs and Economic Growth Committee? I understand that, especially being from South St. Paul, when you had that huge loss of the stockyards.
Yeah.
Ever been in Kaposia Park?
Like, I grew up in Kaposia Park.
We go to that parade every year.
You did?
And have my wife is the ambassador chairperson for Defeated Jesse James Days.
Oh, okay.
And we never miss Kaposia Days.
Kaposia Days are yeah. so fun. I was up for Kaposia Days, Homecoming Queen in 1980.
Did you make it?
Runner up. Yeah, no. I know. I didn't get it. Veterans Committee. My dad was a veteran in the Korean War, and he served in the United States Navy on the USS Catfish. USS Catfish, yep, during the Korean War. So fighting for our veterans, because they're fighting for our freedoms and for our country, and it's very important that we keep those programs in place for them. And when they come out, there's a lot of mental health issues with our veterans right now. So making sure that those programs are available to them is really important to me.
Did he ever talk about the cold ocean, if he had been over in Korea on a ship?
Yeah, it was so interesting growing up. Mom and dad had three girls, and my dad didn't talk about his time in the service that often until I got to the Minnesota Senate, and I was able to go to Norfolk, Virginia for the commissioning of the USS Minnesota, and I brought back the book with all the pictures. Then it was like opening the floodgates. He talked about everything and living on that submarine for 4 years and only coming up to bathe in the ocean and then go back down. Yeah, he talked about it a lot.
Is your father still alive?
No, he passed away 3 years ago.
Oh, because I love to interview veterans.
Oh, yeah.
And I like to brag that I, too, was on a submarine overnight. But
overnight?
Out of Fort Lauderdale with the USS Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Oh, wow.
Which they decommissioned.
Yeah. And then the Aging and Long-Term Care Committee, that's another committee that I chair. And that was all because of my parents. My mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 8 years ago, and moving my parents from their home in South St. Paul to an assisted living, and then to my mom is now in the very late stages of Alzheimer's. My parents were lucky to have me to advocate for them, but there are so many seniors that don't have anybody. And then to get to the Senate when we took the majority, to not have a committee that was designated just for the issues that were facing our seniors, it was really important to me. So I fought to get the committee, like to create it, and then I became the chair of it. And what happened during these committee hearings, I thought I'd be passing really great legislation on how to keep our seniors in their homes longer, Meals on Wheels, in-home care services, elderly waiver reform, which I did pass all of that. But what reared its ugly head was the failures of my opponent, Tina Smith, in taking care of our seniors. There were thousands of reports of abuse and maltreatment and neglect happening in our nursing homes across the state that were going uninvestigated. Their Department of Health under her administration was so mismanaged that these reports were piling up on people's desks, deaths, amputations, sexual assaults, these reports piling up, and these workers just threw them into the garbage. And Tina Smith knew about it. And this was the biggest reason why I jumped in to run for the United States Senate, because I thought, if Tina Smith can ignore such our most vulnerable across the state, what else is she ignoring for political power? So that was, and I got in and I fixed it. The Department of Health Commissioner was forced to resign. I got the legislative auditor to audit this whole agency. A lot of people were let go, and we got the Department of Human Services over there to clean up the mess. And that was my passion in the Minnesota Senate, was taking care of our seniors, and it's going to continue to be my passion in the U.S. Senate.
Now, in the event that you were to win, you would be serving Minnesota along with Amy Klobuchar, and so we'd have two women in the Senate and one on each side of the aisle.
Yeah.
That seems to me that almost is a pretty good lineup.
It's Jim Neuberger is working really hard throughout the state too. He's running against Amy Klobuchar, but she does have a 23-point margin right now.
Oh,
and she's Amy Klobuchar. And But I think Minnesotans do like balance. They really do like balance. They like checks and balances, and Minnesotans are one of a few states where we cross ticket ballot or vote, and so they may go Amy Klobuchar over here and Karen Housley over here. And I think it's fair representation of Minnesota to have, well, we haven't had in over 10 years have a Republican represent the farmers, the workers, the suburban women, the people in Northvale, the college kids. It would be nice to have the other side represented also.
I used to go out and tip a few with her dad, Jim Klobuchar.
Did you?
Back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And we had a few stories to tell.
I am sure.
But one of the things that I, from what I understand, and I try to be open about this, and I want to give equal time and all of those things, but is it true that it's hard to sit your opponent down and have a conversation in a dialogue? Did you appear on Stan Hubbard's KSTP last Sunday during the Viking game in debate? Have you been on TPC?
Yep, TPT, yep.
Tell me how it went with conversation with her or debate.
Yep, it was really disappointing, especially for the people in Minnesota. And she's never been a standalone candidate before, so she's never run a campaign. But part of a campaign is showing up and listening to the people and their issues and telling them where you stand on the issues. So we only had one televised statewide debate, which was last Sunday night on KSTP Live, and everybody showed up for it. Amy Klobuchar, Jim Neuberger, Tim Walz, Jeff Johnson, Keith Ellison, Doug Wardlow, and myself, and Tina Smith snubbed the voters in Minnesota and did not show up. And her reason only was that she had a complicated schedule. We all have complicated schedules, and Amy Klobuchar, too, sitting senator for more than a decade, has a pretty complicated schedule. She showed up. But Tina Smith, who has never, ever been elected by Minnesotans, decided to snub them and not tell them where she stands on the issues. So it was extremely disappointing. And maybe it's because she doesn't want to answer questions about why she didn't protect our seniors, or where does she stand on immigration? Where is she on sanctuary states or open borders? Why did she support the largest tax hike in Minnesota history? Maybe she was uncomfortable standing up and telling voters why she did all of that or didn't do all of that. We'll see. She's hasn't been anywhere. I've been around all 87 counties. I haven't seen her yet. She's staying pretty much metro right there in Minneapolis, close to her home. And we, our campaign, me and Sheldon here, are getting all over the state.
Sheldon.
Hi, Sheldon. Sheldon drives me everywhere so I can be on the phone and doing work and making calls to get more votes. But all across the state, and Tina Smith is staying very metro-centric, which is exactly what she did when she was lieutenant governor. She stayed right in Minneapolis.
For those that aren't aware of it, where did she come from? Governor Dayton appointed her. Yeah. What was her background?
She was born and raised in New Mexico. She moved here in the 80s, and she became a political insider. She's been a political operative her whole career. She was a high-paid lobbyist for Planned Parenthood. And then she became vice president of Planned Parenthood. And then she was chief of staff for the mayor of Minneapolis and then ran his failed gubernatorial campaign. Then she was chief of staff for Governor Dayton. And then she was his lieutenant governor. And that's...
Okay.
She is. I'm a small business owner. I'm a mom. I'm a grandmother. And I've been serving and working bipartisanly across the aisle while I've been serving in the Minnesota Senate.
Have you ever attended any of the Minnesota tourism promotions, like the fishing opener or the pheasant opener or snowmobiling opener or any of those things?
Absolutely. It's in my 6 years in the Senate, whether it's the Snowmobilers Association or the fishing opener, I have done many, many of those events. My husband's a sportsman. We have snowmobiles. We have jet skis. We have a boat. And he fishes and hunts. I, on the other hand, prefer to crochet and knit and sew. Those are my hobbies. I sometimes golf, not very well. Supporting our sportsmen here in the state of Minnesota is extremely important for me and when I get to the U.S. Senate.
So you have children, and they're all, I believe they're all adults.
Yeah.
And so where do you and your husband live, and where do the kids live?
We live right...
I don't want an address, just...
No. The Stillwater area, right on the St. Croix River. We look at Wisconsin across the river, and the area that I represent in the Minnesota Senate is from St. Mary's Point all the way up to, through Stillwater, Lake Galmo, up to Marina on St. Croix, Scandia, and over to Forest Lake is the district that I represent in the Minnesota Senate. My husband played 21 years in the NHL. He is now in the Hockey Hall of Fame, and he's the head coach of the Buffalo Sabres NHL team.
Wow.
And all four of my kids, the oldest one who's married, lives in Stillwater, and they have two little boys, 3 and 1. And second daughter, she's here right now helping with the campaign. She's getting married in June and will be living in Florida. Our son is the head coach of the Thief River Falls Norskies hockey team, so he lives up there. And our youngest daughter is a junior at North Dakota State University.
Wow.
All over the place.
The one at NDU, are they involved in sports? I mean, we all know about their football
team. That's right. We all know about their football team. No, you know what? All of our kids played hockey in high school, and our son played hockey in college, but the girls stopped playing hockey in college and did other things.
Okay. Now, the Packers were always a threat in regards to hockey and, in my era, football, too.
Yeah.
So I would imagine you got a little bit of pride about your community, South St. Paul.
Well, more than just football and hockey, Wayne, my dad was the head basketball coach for 30 years at South St. Paul. And like I said, my mom and dad had three girls, and we had one rule in our house, and it was you were not allowed to date a hockey player. So I found the cutest hockey player I could, and I married him.
All right.
That was how far I rebelled. Yeah, but we have a lot of pride in South St. Paul, and our sports, and the football team is pretty good again this year. So it's and my kids all went to Stillwater School District, but Phil and I grew up in South St. Paul.
Now, some people might think that I like to name drop, and they'd be right. But John Mayasich is a good friend of mine. He and I served on the Minnesota Broadcasters Association Board of Directors. He was president. I was president. We'd go to D.C. quite a bit and lobby for broadcasting. And we were walking back from the Capitol one day to the hotel, which was right over there. But when you started walking, it was like...
a long way.
Yeah. And as we were chit-chatting, it turned out that we learned that we had birthdays the same day, May 22nd. He's 10 years older. What a fisherman. He and I have gone fishing in Canada and elsewhere at his place up there, and a heck of a nice guy, and a good singer, too.
Now,
a very good singer, and I would assume that your husband knows John.
Oh, absolutely, yes, he knows John, and we were just up there on the range probably 2 weeks ago and went to Margie's, the Roosevelt is where Margie is the bartender, and every Friday John is in there, and everybody knows him and sees him. I didn't know he could sing, though.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that about him, but Stanley Hubbard talks about his good friend John Mayasich all the time, too. Yeah, one of the greatest hockey players to ever come out of the state of Minnesota, John Mayasich. Great guy.
Speaking about Stanley Hubbard, we were out on a cruise one day on his little boat.
Yeah, his little boat.
Yeah, and when we got back, bad weather, and I still have a 1975 Oldsmobile convertible, but it was stolen and ruined, and so I had a permanent boot put on it, so no top. So when we get back to the dock, my wife and I have to come back to Northfield, and it's pouring rain. Oh. And Hubbard will never let me forget that. Every time you see him, you're still driving in the rain, you know?
Yeah, not the smartest move, Wayne.
Well, it's the way it is. You just get a little wet. And by the way, you know, networking is probably very important in the business you're in, politics. And I like to network. Do you think maybe after your husband wins the Stanley Cup that someday when he's not busy, he could come down and join me on the air?
Absolutely. We will come down this summer, Wayne. We will come. The Buffalo Sabres actually have a winning record so far this season, which is a long way from where they came last year. This is only his second year as a head coach, but right when he wins the Stanley Cup and I win my U.S. Senate seat, Housley for Senate is the website people are looking for.
Okay.
I will bring Phil down here, and we will celebrate all of our wins.
All right. And I'm going to take a brief break, and while that break is going on, perhaps you can... I know you have something to say and a message you want to give, and I'll provide you that opportunity uninterrupted, except maybe some follow-up questions. And I won't be rude, by the way.
Okay.
Okay. We'll be right back here on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN, a friend you can count on. We are 1080 on your AM dial.
Hey, what you selling?
Fun.
It looks like a lot of fun.
You know it.
Can I give it a test drive?
Absolutely. Just be careful. It has a lot of power.
Oh, man.
Whether you're in the market for a new dirt bike, jet ski, four-wheeler, motorcycle, side-by-side, or pretty much any other fun thing you're looking for, remember Leo's South in Lakeville. We sell fun.
Portable one, the one you want at Leo's South.
We sell fun.
Visit leosouth.com to tempt yourself.
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago, and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Call Cannon Valley for your water today.
Keith Ellison is a socialist and a radical. Ellison's left-wing views are bad enough, but now Ellison is facing disturbing allegations of domestic violence against his ex-girlfriend. The charges of abuse were so shocking that the National Organization for Women called for Ellison to end his campaign. Yet Senator Tina Smith campaigns with Ellison instead of believing his victim. Here's why. Keith Ellison and Tina Smith share the same liberal values: open borders and amnesty for illegal immigrants, wasteful spending and government-run health care, higher taxes for Minnesota families. We deserve better. Karen Housley will serve with honor and courage, fighting against the liberal elite to secure our border, cut spending, and lower taxes on hardworking families. Karen Housley, stronger borders, more affordable health care. Heartland Fund, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. 612-314-5265.
Millstream Commons Assisted Living is where the all-star seniors enjoy life in Northfield. From the delicious meals, the bright, spacious apartments, the volunteer projects, the bus trips we take, classes we attend, and the music we enjoy, there's something for everyone. At Millstream Commons, we treat everyone like an MVP. For more information, call 507-650-0141.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station. This is the 195.1 FM. And my guest this morning is Karen Housley. And at 10 o'clock, I'm going to have the city administrator in, and we have a lot to talk about, a lot of things going on in Northfield. Karen Housley is the candidate for the Republican Party for the U.S. Senate race that is going on between her and Tina Smith. And you and I agreed already, Karen, that the hate messages are the meanness of all the commercials on both sides of people that aren't, you don't even know, are out spending money to support you and support her. And I thought it was a grave mistake when they allowed that to happen. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, you're here to talk to my audience and tell them what you think is important to them, very liberal community, and what are your things. You have 7 minutes to
I get seven minutes. This is good.
Yeah.
This is good. And it's good that Tina Smith didn't show up again. I get to just get the whole airtime to myself. So it was interesting, the ad that was on right before we came back for during the break, that was one I hadn't heard, and it's not one that I put out there. So it is very, very exciting to see all of the grassroots movement across the state in support of this campaign. We drive down the freeway and we see billboards that I didn't purchase, but whoever these groups are from across the state, and some of them are just neighbors getting together and pooling money and putting an ad together. So that last one that was on during the break was the first time I had heard that one. No, Minnesotans have a real choice on November 6th. They can vote for a Tina Smith, who has been a political insider her whole career. Government is all she has ever known. There isn't a tax hike that she didn't support or like or embrace. The largest tax hike in Minnesota history she supported, the biggest gas tax. And Tina Smith also supports open borders. She hasn't supported our law enforcement, our police officers, and now she wants to open up the borders and let caravans of people come in and come to Minnesota. And we don't know who they are. And how do we keep our country safe if we don't support our police officers, our law enforcement, and get people here legally, not let them come in illegally? And Tina Smith is also a healthcare. She supports a government run, of course, more government run healthcare. And my kids say, "Well, Mom, you know, Tina Smith supports single payer healthcare. Single payer is a government run healthcare, socialized medicine, which takes away all of your choices. You don't get to see your doctor anymore, and our health costs have doubled and tripled since Tina Smith has been part of the government here in Minnesota." So there's Tina Smith, political operative, or they can vote for me, Karen Housley. I am a small business owner. I have owned my own real estate business in both Minnesota and in Wisconsin for the last 15 years. Married my high school sweetheart 33 years ago, 4 kids, 2 grandkids, and I have been serving in the Minnesota Senate for 6 years. And I know what it's like to work across the aisle and get things done. There's a group of 12 of us in the Minnesota Senate who are the people who get things done. We call ourselves the sensibles, and we're not at the podium screaming at any extreme. We are really getting our hands dirty and keeping our heads down and working across the aisle. In the district that I represent, I lost my first election by 1%, by 606 votes. I came back and I won the second time, and I won by 1%, 631 votes. And I knew, and this is exactly what I'll do in the U.S. Senate, I knew I had to represent everybody, not just those that voted for me. I needed to listen to Democrats and independents and even those who didn't vote and represent everybody. So when I ran again in 2016, this time I won by 25%. So it was a real pat on the back that I knew what I was doing is right, and listening to everybody is so important. And it doesn't mean you sacrifice any of your values. I am still pro-life. I'm still pro Second Amendment. I will support our sportsmen and women. But I'm also about keeping this economy growing. And we've got the lowest unemployment. People have jobs. And we need to support our veterans. And we also need to really support our seniors. That, again, is my passion. We got to make sure that Social Security and Medicare will be there for our seniors. They have paid into it. They're expecting it to be there. That's what they're relying on to live when they get into their older age. And it's what my parents were able to benefit from. And so protecting Social Security and Medicare is extremely important to me, and protecting our seniors in when they become the most vulnerable. That is who I am, Wayne Eddy, and people have a choice November 6th.
All right. I got to ask you this question, because the march on United States from South America, you know, you say this is our country, and if you want to come in the proper way, mm-hmm. like millions have in the past. And then when you see the line and the news coverage, your heart goes out to these people. Mm-hmm. And I say these people, I guess that's politically incorrect, these individuals. What do you do when people ask you about that? Are you going to let these poor people into our country without all of the rigmarole? Or are you going to make them account for themselves and be welcomed in by passing a test of sorts?
We do have to reform our immigration system so that we can get the best and brightest from across the world to the United States quicker than we have been. There's a lot of government bureaucracy, but we have to put America first. You look at the camps that we have of tents of homeless people in Minneapolis and St. Paul. We have to take care of our people first. We can't have people coming in here illegally. Some of them are criminals. We don't know who they are, what their motives are. You do feel bad if they really are fleeing their country because they're not safe there. But we have people right here in Minnesota that aren't safe and that are homeless that we need to focus on and take care of. And reform our immigration so we can get these people here quicker. That is breaking the law. Coming into our country illegally is breaking the law. So we want them here legally, but there's a process that we need to go. My grandfather came here legally from Yugoslavia to work in those meatpacking plants in South St. Paul. And he came through Ellis Island, and we knew who he was. And we need to know who these people are to make sure all of us here are safe.
One last question. It's New York, and it's California. And then there's, you know, Minnesota and Montana and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wyoming, flyover people. Do you feel sometimes, excuse me, that the coast states and major cities control America, or at least think they do?
I think that's how I used to feel. With this president, it has been very refreshing to see that we used to be flyover country here in Minnesota, and we had a president who made it an important enough for him to stop here during his campaign, and now he has stopped here two times during this summer to Minnesota to let the people know here that the issues that affect Minnesotans, whether it's those on the Iron Range or the farmers here in Northfield or the college students, that their issues are really important to him. And he has assured me, even when he was in Rochester here just a couple of weeks ago, I will have a direct line to him that whatever the issues are, I can go straight to him and voice what the people here in Minnesota think. So Minnesota is no longer flyover country. President Trump almost won it. And I think it's important, and it's a good thing when you have a president stopping here in your state to listen to the people.
Duluth and Rochester.
Duluth and Rochester.
And we went 31 minutes without saying the word Trump.
And I did it right at the end. Right at the end, because this is about Karen Housley for Senate, and November 6th, I need all of the listeners' votes.
Well, Karen, thank you very much for stopping in, and you're always welcome, and when and if you win, you know, keep in touch with the KYMN News Department, Terry Knight. We're locally owned, locally operated, and very few broadcast facilities are like that anymore. Mm-hmm. When I was president of the association, there were 300. Mm-hmm. Units, and then corporation came in, and that was the end of that. So I wish you good luck, and thank you for stopping in. And if you run across Tina Smith, you tell her that she's welcome to spend a half hour with me too.
If I see her on the campaign trail, which I haven't yet, I will let her know. Wayne, Eddie, thank you so much for having me. HousleyForSenate.com, and thank you so much for everybody for listening.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you. This is The One, 95.1 FM, KYMN Radio out of Northfield, Minnesota. A friend you can count on.